He's the head of growth at OWL, and what they do is they help banks and credit unions better know their customers. He's going to not only have the coolest beard on stage so far today, he's going to wow you about OWL, which please welcome Mike Bogue. Here he goes.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks very much for Celero for inviting us to pitch here today. My name is Mike Bogue, and I'm head of growth at OWL. My background has really been helping banks, financial institutions fight fraud, corruption, money laundering, and deal with cybercrime. Most recently, I was an executive managing director at Aon. I'm incredibly excited to tell you about OWL today and how we help banks and financial institutions better know their customers. We've had some great traction over the last year, and I'm really excited to tell you about how we do that. But first, I need to take you back in time. Right, so it's the 1950s, and Jack Hare is going to his bank. Right, he goes to the bank, and Simon, the bank manager, he knows Jack well. The kids go to the same school, they go to barbecues together. So he knows a lot about Jack's lifestyle, his financial needs, and what's important to him. The tellers at the bank or the credit union, they know what Jack looks like. Right? They know that the guy who comes in is actually Jack. He's not some guy that stole Jack's wallet and took his ID and is pretending to be Jack. So with all this knowledge and this understanding of the customer, Simon the bank manager can personalize products. Right? He can give Jack a service and products that fit his circumstances. But things changed. The world is different today. We're in a credit-based economy, it's globalization, we're here talking about digitization today. It's a lot more complicated. Credit unions, banks have responded by centralizing administration, compliance, and big call centers, big administrative centers. They've taken that all away from the branch. So it happens today when Jack wants to open a new account, or get a new product from a different bank. He'll crack open his laptop or grab his phone. He's going to expect a flawless digital experience. He's going to expect to be able to do this from the comfort of his living room or his office on his lunch break. But what he's quickly going to find out is there's still a lot of forms to fill out. There's a lot of documents. It's a lengthy process. And the reality is he still might end up in a branch to complete this. He might have to call a call center and wait on hold for a little while. Meanwhile, Simon, right, our bank manager, he gets a new application through, and all he knows is that there's someone, a random person, who wants to open another account. He knows very little about them. He's not able to offer that personalized service that banks could do in the past. He might even have to get Jack to come into the branch to verify his ID because he doesn't have enough information to identify him for regulatory requirements. All right, but this is where OWL comes to the rescue. We're able to help Simon, right, in this case, get that knowledge that he needs to have in real time and better service Jack. And for Jack, it means he's going to be able to open that account from the comfort of his living room. He's not going to have to sacrifice his lunch hour in line at a bank. So let me tell you how we do this. We connect to tens of thousands of data sources in real time, and we bring that information, that knowledge of the customer, back to the bank and back to the credit union. And what's really interesting is how we do this. Using a single email or telephone number, we're able to collect tons of data on Jack. The variations of his name, where he's lived, phone number, address, occupation, lifestyle, all kinds of relevant information that back in the day, Simon as a bank manager would have known about his Jack. So there are really three things that we're doing today for financial institutions, for banks, for credit unions. We handle a digital onboarding process, vastly simplifying the application process, personalizing, asking fewer questions, and ultimately this leads to greater conversion and a more personalized, better customer experience for people like Jack. When compliance people need to look at an individual, they need to do compliance checks, enhanced due diligence, customer due diligence, we make sure that enhanced due diligence is on the right Jack, right? Not some other Jack who's committed a crime, who has a similar name to our Jack. We cut through those false positives, we cut through the noise, So the job of what might have taken 10 people in a compliance function to do to screen high-risk customers, it's now the job of one person. We're helping a ton of insurance companies in Canada and the US deal with fraud. Our knowledge of the customer allows them to identify supporting suspicious activity to raise potential red flags and cut fraudulent claims, particularly in the benefits space, off their books, right? Cutting this cost of claims right out of the P&L and bringing them revenue in the evening. And the best part of what we do is we do this in a zero-knowledge, end-to-end encrypted platform. This means that information about the customer is encrypted at the bank or the credit union's interface. We don't see, we don't store your data. It's only seen by the intended party. Owl doesn't even see that data. We've had some tremendous traction in the market. We're working with the Toronto Stock Exchange, Fairstone, some of Canada's largest banks, and North America's largest insurers. We've been recognized as one of the most innovative fintech companies in Canada and the US. We recently won Finovate Falls Best in Show in New York. And we've got a fantastic team helping us do this. We've got an office in Vancouver, Toronto, and I'm happy to say that this week we just opened an office in New York as we expand into the US. So I'm here today with my colleague George, who's sat up front. We've got a booth out in the hall, so please come and see us. We'd love to talk to you about how you can better know your customers, or if you don't have time, please feel free to log into our website and book a demo, and we'd love to show you how you can know your customers and increase your revenues. Thank you very much.
People are going to come up to your booth. What is the one thing that you say to them when they're in the booth that you think helps them understand what it is that you do?
Well, I think really the critical thing is understanding how important the zero knowledge, how important the cybersecurity element is. Banks are terrified about where the customer data goes today. If you look at all kinds of the data breaches that have been in the news, a lot of this has been the result of third parties, right, of vendors who handle their data. And we understood that from the very beginnings of fintech, that this is going to be a concern. So we built that level of cybersecurity, we built that zero knowledge into our platform from day one. So this allows us to work with our customers without that fear and get through the procurement process very, very quickly, which, you know, if we don't as a fintech, that's death. If you spend a year trying to work with a bank and it doesn't work, well, it's not big deal.
That's why you're here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
One more time. Let's hear it for Michael Crowley. So,